Okay.
Am I there?
You're there, Mark.
Okay, my cell phone is dying, so I won't have a lot of time to talk. Obviously, I'm sitting here in Mile High Field. I'll talk until my cell phone dies. I'm a little stunned. I'm a little overwhelmed. I just pray this guy will be president of the United States. Every word he said, well, not to clean coal for you, Bob, but every other word he said, it was just...
No, but Mark, I understand the clean coal comment, too, because that potentially takes a lot of money out of John McCain's pocket.
Well, look, I don't want to go there because 99.9% of what he said I found moving and powerful. And
as did I.
Human. And really, just, I look around at this crowd, and I got to tell you something. Oh, maybe 70% or less, but a good 30% of us are just here. And we're looking around, and we're looking at everybody else, and we're enjoying the moment. It's a cool night in Denver. It's a pleasant evening. It's just, you know, here are people, my fellow Americans, that really care about their country and don't just care about themselves. And to me, that was the heart of what Barack Obama said. And you know what? He's a great speaker, but that's something that the Democratic Party believes in. It's the heart of what a progressive believes. It's the heart, frankly, of what a good Christian believes, or a good Jew, or a good Muslim, or a good Buddhist, or a good atheist. Believing and taking care of your fellow man. We are our brother's keeper. That's the heart of the difference. The heart of the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We look out for each other. We know that if we love each other, we ourselves will be loved. Republicans are just selfish. They only care about themselves.
But Mark, let me ask you a question that I put to John and Peter just a moment ago, who are on the line. Well, Peter will be back in a minute. John's here. Those questions, when he really hit his stride, those questions about what America can agree on and can we not agree, those were not rhetorical questions, Mark.
Oh, I knew that. That was to hit the abortion and the guns and the gays.
No, but those were questions that he legitimately wants answered by the other side and by us as well.
That's right. That's right. And there's also a way to be saying, I loved it when he talked about, we're talking about the small things, you know, rather than health care, people dying because, you know, they don't have enough health care, or people not getting a decent education, or, you know, get our troops in a country that, he mentioned there's some, I loved it when he said that Al-Qaeda is in 80 countries on earth and we're going to beat them by fighting in one. I mean, it's there's so many aspects of that.
Yep, and we lost him.
Baga, because I tell you, it's been such a treat to have the guys there.